It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixir's Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another Whiskey Quickie, and today we're having another look at our good folks from Chattanooga Whiskey Company. And so today we're looking at their white port cask finished bourbon, or should I say not even bourbon, but we'll go into this real quick. So this marks the independent distillery's fourth offering in the limited edition series, aged in white port cask from the Carrizeta de Anasalius region of the Douro Valley.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, you nailed it, right?
Yep.
To highlight and enhance the qualities of these finishing barrels, a custom blend was created with three bourbon-based mash bills, including a coveted wheated bourbon recipe containing three varieties of toasted and roasted wheat malts. It's aged over 5 years, including 2 years in the white port casks. It's 95 proof and has an SRP of $60.
Toasted, roasted, in a region we can't pronounce.
I love it. Exactly. Keep throwing all these curveballs at me.
That's right.
I'm with a nose. Ooh. It smells good.
Yeah. Oh, man, that smells like a slushy machine or something. Just like...
like getting all the flavors in there?
The dog Slurpee. I can't remember what those are called.
Slush puppies.
Slush puppies. Yeah. Man, there's like some...
Yeah, that...
Blue flavor.
What's the one with the guy in the truck that... Not the guy. I mean, it's a company now.
The Hawaiian Shaved Ice guy?
Yeah, Kona. Yeah. There we go.
That might just
be
a Louisville thing.
It might. Actually, it's not. It's regional. I listened to him on How I Built This. It's a really good episode.
But it smells good. I mean, it's got that, but smells some nice, like, sweet oak in there on the back of kind of the nose as well.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. I want the taste. Wow.
Mm.
It's nice fruity.
Fruity. Really fruity.
Get us on the same page there.
Yeah. Got like those chocolate covered raisiny, those raisinette flavors, kind of that, I'm getting that blueberry slushy kind of note.
Yeah, I'd say if you mix like a blueberry, strawberry, kind of like if you take a handful of Nerds, but that taste at the very end of whatever it is, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, and there's actually a nice like tannic finish on this. It's kind of drying. So it's overall really well balanced.
Yeah.
I love these type because I love fruity notes in my bourbons or whiskey profiles. So I'm all over this.
There we go. Then let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, how are you going to put it?
Thumbs up. Like it.
Yep. And the taste.
Thumbs up. I really enjoy it.
And I think this is probably going to go over 3 for 3. And the finish.
Thumbs up. I mean, it's still sitting there. It's dry, tannic, bitter, but I mean, it's all in a good way. Not bad. Yeah. So I enjoy it.
95 proof. It's perfectly well balanced.
Great job, guys.
Yep. Well, cheers. That is our review of Chattanooga Whiskey's White Port Cask Finished Whiskey. Cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles.